In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. This morning's gospel reading can sound a little frightful when we talk about demons and possessions. And we hear this gospel reading several times. So it's not something, a new gospel we've never heard. But it's important to always read it to remind ourselves that Christ has the power to heal all. We see in this morning's gospel how he goes and he finds a man who is living among the tombs. He used to be arrested from the people because he was possessed. And he lived in the tombs and his clothes were torn and he was always fighting with himself. And Christ comes to him and says, "Who are you?" And this man says something that's very interesting. He says, "I am legion." To understand what legion means, in the Roman army, a legion was 6,000 soldiers. So if you can imagine, this man had 6,000 demons in him. 6,000. And Christ was there present, and these 6,000 demons were afraid of Christ. They were afraid of him, and all our demons are afraid of Christ. So he asked him to name his demons. And this is the first step towards healing in any type of processes. We must always name our demons. We always name that which possesses us. Whether it be something that we're always attached to that drives us away from our loved ones. Any kind of obsession, any kind of something that controls us. You must take this to Christ. Second, Christ drives away this man's demons. And not only does he make him completely whole again, this man doesn't want to abandon Christ. He doesn't want to leave him. As we see that the people from the town couldn't even recognize this man. He was calm. He was clothed. He had no longer this obsession going on. And he wanted to stay with Christ. He didn't just say thank you, goodbye, and left. He stood with Christ at his feet. And Christ was the one that had to tell him, "I want you to leave so you can able to proclaim and tell people what happened." So see, here we have three steps. Is one, to acknowledge our demons, acknowledge that which possesses us and drives us away from our loved ones, ourselves, and from God. And the second is to take this to Christ, because Christ can heal not only 6,000, but a million. He can heal us all. And the third is to proclaim to Christ and proclaim of Christ to people and tell them what Christ did for us. As you can see, as St. Paul says, our body is the temple of God. This man's body became a haunted mansion, if you will. It was a gory internal horror that he had. And Christ can not only heal us externally, but internally, because we see that they both affect one another. So this morning's gospel teaches us that Christ conquers all, and that we should have no fear in anything, as long as we trust in him. Amen.